Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us tonight, to join us inside the chat room. I'm Victoria Gaither, television journalist and your host and entertainment. The one and only fabulous, handsome Michael Kay is also joining us tonight on the show as well. Michael had to literally go on to Facebook tonight, send me a message and say, hey, get off of Facebook, stop posting pictures, and please switch over and go to your show, Victoria.
Well, yes, but we were posting the sick dog pictures, and you know that just cracks me, that makes me die inside a little bit. It's like poor Abby, oxygen mask and stuff like that. It's like, come on.
Well, you know, and Catherine Taddy and I were talking about this on Facebook, and Catherine is joining us in the chat room, and she has a cat. The thing is, Abby has been, and Abby, for you guys who don't know, I don't have real children, so Abby is like my kid. She's a yellow lab. And she's 15 years old, so she's getting up there in age, and so she's starting to have all these different problems, and she's having breathing problems. And her dad, my sweetie, just happens to be a doctor, so he started giving her breathing treatments. And I just thought, Michael, it was the craziest thing, but come to find out, animals actually do get breathing treatments, and they really do help her. So whenever I post a picture of Abby getting the breathing treatment, Michael goes crazy. He can't stand looking. I mean, so Michael, what do you think? Like she's about to die or something? Why does that bother you so much?
Well, I always go to the bad things. You know, it's not like it's preventative. I mean, I could think of it as her having like an oxygen facial, but your immediate bit is to jump to the negative all the time. So when I see poor Abby, people, you've got to see this dog. It's the sweetest thing ever on three or four legs. Yeah, it's got four legs now. But it just bothers me to know. And it's like that sick dog commercial with Sarah McLachlan singing Angel in the background stuff. I can't look at that crap with the milky eye and the dog's all beaten. It's like, oh, that's just cruel. I just can't take it.
Yeah.
I'm a wimp.
Yeah, but I can't tell you, that commercial is really difficult. And Michael and I have been in front of a television set together, and we have seen that, and we kind of talk about that. But I guarantee you, it really does pull and tug at the heartstrings. And I know the people give, and they must give a lot, because otherwise they would have taken that commercial off the air now. So I guess it is sort of a fine balance. But, you know, I share so much of my life on Facebook and being in the public eye. I can't ever leave Abby out. But, no, she's doing good. She's got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, a checkup at one o'clock. So I'll definitely keep you guys posted. But we've got some time to sort of chit-chat before our guests come on. So tell everybody who our guest is before we start yapping it up again.
Absolutely. Well, Debbie Tibbles was supposed to be here. She's the author of When Ollie Tibbles Became a Train. You can find her book on Amazon.com/ and just type in her name, Debbie Tibbles, T-I-B-B-L-E-S. But unfortunately, she had a last-minute sort of important thing that she couldn't back out of, so she will not be joining us this evening. We will be promoting the book as well, but it's something happened, and it was like, didn't even ask questions. It was one of those things where it's like, just trust me, I can't make it. It's like, okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely talk to you later. But and then from California we have James Van Newkirk, a fantastic new talent. Actually, I want to say hi to April and Paige, is their daughter. They're actually in a coffee shop around the corner listening to this on the radio, and they also have two other sons, James in Corona, and Scott is a Marine, actually in Yuma, Arizona, with his wife as well. But Jim Vandenkirk is a Navy boy as well, turned singer-songwriter, Victoria, and he's quite mm-hmm. an absolute, good-looking guy, but a real great voice. So I hope you're going to really, really enjoy him.
I can't wait to hear his music. And what's cool about, guys, when we have musical guests on At Home with Victoria that we're highlighting, I never get to hear the music until you guys get to hear it. So it's always exciting for me to sort of have that raw first reaction when we're on the air and we have the opportunity to actually listen to the music. But you guys know, Michael and I, and Mar, our executive producer, as well as Mike Cullop, Every year when it comes to Christmas time, Michael, we always try to do something special. I can't think of all the past shows that we've done. I know last year we tried to focus on small businesses and try to support them as opposed to going to the mall. And we had, Michael, we had a bunch of people on, right, that talked about
actually, yeah, last year was Time to Fly, the Time to Fly organization with Michelle Jones. The year before that was Promote Your Small Businesses. And the year before that, I will have to say, I'll have to go into the archives and figure that one out. But regardless, this year you've picked a very fantastic organization to go ahead and back. Vic, tell us a bit about it.
Yeah, so and actually what Michael and I do, it's kind of funny because we're not the type of people or group in terms of how we work together that we sit down and brainstorm. I mean, we brainstorm over the phone and kind of whatever comes to us. So a fan and listener of the show, Lisa Spangler, used to do a lot with us with the show, and she added me to a group of women and men that have husbands, children, spouses, brothers and sisters in the military. And I thought it was really nice, you know, that she added me to the group. I mean, my brother was in the Air Force, but that was many, many years ago. So I thought, oh, wow, this is really nice that she decided to add me to the group. So it dawned on me one day, I was looking at all the wonderful pictures of the men and women being deployed and, you know, the sort of pictures of hugging and kissing their families at the airport. And then there was a young lady, a mother whose son just went off to Afghanistan, and she was talking about a group of young women in Texas, and they were going to be buying Christmas cards and just sort of sending all these different Christmas cards out to his platoon in Afghanistan. And she just kind of suggested, hey, if you guys aren't busy, it would be nice if, you know, you guys can send some cards out. So that was where the idea came up. So the group on Facebook is called For the Deployed, families from Fort Lewis and families from all over the military. So what I decided to do, with their permission, of course, I asked if I could take that list, and they're constantly adding to this list. So I want to say right now it's about 25 or 30. So I thought that I would go out and buy Christmas cards, and then all the regular people that support our show that's always in the chat and that kind of follows us, Michael, I thought I would just write all of their names on there. And, you know, as
right.
a result from all of us from At Home with Victoria, just go ahead and send all of them Christmas cards. And then just kind of randomly, sort of out of a hat, pick maybe five or six names. And there's another organization called Soldiers Angels that send out care packages. And they kind of tell you what to send. So I thought I'd go, you know, to Walmart and Target and try to find some sales and do some shopping and put a nice package together for four or five. I thought I'd pick three women and three men and put the packages together, and they sort of give you a deadline and send it out. But I'm sending it out on behalf of all of us on At Home with Victoria. And, you know, that's everybody who's always in the chat, you know, Catherine,
yeah.
Marmy, everybody, Kelly, who's always kind of supporting the show, you know, ever since we started, that I'm literally going to write all the names on there. So that's kind of my project. But if any of you guys want to send out cards, if you're sending out Christmas cards, inbox me. And, you know, because the more cards, right, they get, Michael, the better. Inbox me, and I'll give
yeah.
you the address to send the cards to.
Oh, absolutely. And during the show on December 20th, the show, the Christmas show will be on December 20th, 8 p.m. EST Eastern, and we'll be playing some of the past Christmas songs from some of our guests over the last couple of years and stuff, so the likes of Anna Johnson, Adeline Cruz, and Shelley Rand, and Michael Taylor Gray, and everything, all during the hour, and kind of encouraging you to go ahead and take it upon yourself to send a card to those deployed.
Yeah.
Victoria, on Facebook yesterday, was disturbing because there was actually a post with forget actually where I found it, but it was a post basically suggesting that if you're buying an extra Christmas card this year, send it to basically unknown people that are either wounded in hospitals and everything, and gave the address and everything. And it came back that it was absolutely fraudulent. It was actually looked up on Snopes and everything like that. And, you know, I think especially during the holiday season and you're messing with the military and you're messing with the recession as it is, I think it's just absolutely horrible what people will still end up doing around the holiday season. So
mm-hmm.
just to go ahead and make sure, if you want to go ahead and check any of the organizations that we have out, you can go on to the betterbusinessbureau.net .org, and it'll go ahead and give you the qualities of it. So
that's a great idea, and I just know as a journalist, you know, those kinds of stories. Every local and national news organization in America, and I'm sure in other countries also, do cover that and just kind of remind us of that. But you're right, the Better Business Bureau will be great because you can log on to their site. And, you know, the other thing, too, with the military, what's wonderful, like if you just Google U.S. military or Army, or even
right.
on a lot of the military Army government pages, is they actually already have a list of organizations
yeah.
that they say, yeah, this is a good organization to give to, that, you know, that they've been screened and gone through the process, and that this is a real organization. So, and it's kind of cool because I've been sort of looking at some of it, and some of the organizations really just like people to send, you know, just something like a card, or, you know, just to write a letter of encouragement. And then the reason why I like the Soldiers Angels is because they actually give you an itemized list of things that soldiers need. And it's amazing some of the things on the list that they want, like a pillow. And I guess I just assume that, you know, when they get a bed, that all of them get a pillow. So they get a pillow, but it's sort of the standard, I guess, sort of rough pillow that the soldiers have to use. So something like sending a pillow over, I guess, makes all the difference in the world. Then for the women, which is really cool, you know, some of them just may want some lip gloss. So that, I was kind of like, I'm looking so forward to going shopping
yeah.
for the women on the list to buy all of that girly stuff. But the show is going to be fun. Michael and I, again, do that. He takes care of the music. So basically, Michael, all that great music that we used last year, we've got so much of it. You're going to play most of that again, right?
Absolutely. That, and there's a few other new submissions. I know that Anna Johnson has a brand new Christmas song on. I'm going to ask for that one. So to all of our past musical guests, rest assured that I will be Facebooking you for any new music that you may have for the show on the 20th. So I'm excited. I love Christmas. I really do. Thanksgiving this year was very, very interesting because my mother had passed and Steve had passed this year and stuff. So it's one of those years that it was very odd because I didn't really know how many traditions we had, kind of a thing. You know, you just kind of take them for granted. Like, we'd wake up on Thanksgiving morning, turn on the Macy's Day Parade, open the eggnog, I'd follow my mother, she'd tell me who died in the town, and we'd go to that,
right.
and then start making. But all of that was wiped out this year, so it was very, very interesting, and I can only imagine what being 3,000 miles away from your family during this time can do to a person. But so I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled to go ahead and
yeah.
be working for the troops. I think they're doing a fantastic job, and everybody needs a Christmas package to open up at Christmas, don't you think, Vic?
Yeah, you know what? I totally agree, and we go through that every year. My family, because we're a very giving family, and we kind of give stuff throughout the year. So if it's something that I see that I like, I'm like, oh, you should get that for me, you know. So
mm-hmm.
we're always giving each other things, but and we always are like, oh, don't buy me anything for Christmas, but then my thing is, well, there's a Christmas tree up. I mean, you have to open something up underneath the tree. So what we decide to do is kind of course, and I know my sister is not listening tonight, so I can say this. So she already asked for something that I already got her. But, of course, you know, I see all of these, like, cute little lipsticks and nail polish and stuff. So I always buy all those kind of little stocking stuff or gifts
yeah.
so that there's something to open underneath the Christmas tree. And speaking of Christmas, it's weird because I find it so hard that we're sitting here talking about Christmas when it just seems like we were talking about it was too hot outside.
Yeah, I know. Everything is just, I think it's the older we get, Victoria. Time is just speeds up, and it's like running downhill, you know what I mean? It's like, well, I don't know, I'm just going to run downhill then, I guess. Anyways, I see that Jim is joining us for the 951, so let's start off a little bit of music. This is Jim Van Newkirk, Black Smoke Rising. When we get back, we're going to be talking with the Mr. Jim Van Newkirk. Don't go away.
Yay.
Life's all black smoke rising over the hill, so I headed for your daddy's place. When I made my way to the top of the hill, I could see that I was too late. could take back the words I said the night before. I left your house and headed over the hill. Now I'm haunted by all those things my clouded eyes have seen, and the nightmares that wake me from my sleep. Well, my world was gone in a blink of an eye. There was nothing I could do, and these pictures in my mind played me still. Well, it's been 10 long, lonely years, but it feels like yesterday when I saw black smoke rising over the hill. When I saw black smoke rising over the hill. Oh, please, God in heaven, have mercy on me and ease my troubled soul. Take away these memories from my tortured mind and make my broken heart whole. Well, my world was gone in a blink of an eye, and there was nothing I could do, and these pictures in my mind made me still. It's been 10 long, lonely years, but it feels like yesterday when I saw black smoke rising over the hill. When I saw black smoke rising over the hill.
Jim Van Newkirk, Black Smoke Rising. Joining us now is Jim Van Newkirk. Jim, welcome to the show. Your first time on At Home with Victoria. How are you?
Yes, thank you very much. It's great to be here with you guys.
Fantastic. Good tunes, don't you think, Vic?
Oh, my good, absolutely. I was kind of in a daze because as the song was playing, Jim, Black Smoke Rising Over the Hill, I was thinking about a trip that Victor and I took when we were driving, and I love the mountains, so I kind of started to go into a little daze there.
Well, hey, that's the intention. Make you go into a daze and have a good time with it.
Perfect. Jim, originally from Garden Grove, California, it's odd for a Californian to be in the country music business, but tell us a little bit of your background and stuff. You have big family, small family, everybody played, everybody sang?
I've got four other siblings, two brothers and two sisters. I'm kind of the next to the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I grew up in Garden Grove, California. And that's kind of part of my musical background, is just loving the music from back in the 70s and stuff that I heard here in California. Really, my mom played banjo growing up, and guitar, and she sang and all that. So I always had music around the house, but my grandfather was probably my biggest musical influence. He was on Coast to Coast Radio back in the 40s. He was a band leader back then, and he was on ABC, NBC Radio, and just a great man, and really miss him a lot, but he was just one heck of a talented guy. He was a vibe player, probably the fastest vibe player I ever saw, and that was where I got my music influence from. But I was all my life I've been rock and roll, just a rock and roll guy. Mm. Until my wife and I and my two sons at the time moved to Georgia, and then a couple drives back and forth, and I just got the country bug in me, and that's where I'm at now.
Well, it's a well suited bug, that's for damn sure.
Oh yeah,
great tunage. Vic?
Yeah, no, I was just saying, yeah, I totally agree, Jim. It's interesting because as Michael Job with the show Entertainment Co-host, he and Mar always bring all of just these wonderful artists on like yourself that we get to introduce our audience to, and I'm always happy about that. Now, in terms of your own musical taste, what type of music, you know, if you're relaxing at home or in the car, do you like to listen to?
I love Tim McGraw. I love John Mayer. I listen to a lot of Keith Urban, Alison Krauss. I've got a great new talent, young talent. Her name is Katie Knight. She's out of New Orleans. And we kind of knew each other from Facebook. And I think I'd seen her. A lot of these people I've met on YouTube first or Reverb Nation,
mm-hmm.
These great just independent artists. She sent me her CD, so I've been listening to that. Just a fantastic CD. I still love the Beatles and Bad Company, Bob Seger. Glenn Campbell, probably one of my biggest influences.
Mm. Really?
Elvis, all the singer-songwriters of the 70s, John Denver. My parents grew up with, you know, playing the John Denver albums, Neil Diamond, you know, all that stuff. So I think
right.
You can kind of see that or hear that in my music, kind of mixed with today's sound. So it's not, you know, maybe not true country. It's more of a California 70s country or something like that. I don't really know how to categorize it.
Bohemian country. It's funny you bring up Glenn Campbell. Glenn Campbell was one of the best men in my mother and father's wedding. Isn't that a piece of information? Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is something.
That was 1,000 years ago, mind you, but
yeah.
That's before the Winestone Plowboy. But and you also, you're good friends with Don Quinn and Anna Johnson, who are actually regular guests on the show. I love some Anna Johnson. I love Don Quinn, too, but Anna Johnson has some new music out that I think is just stunning. What do you think about it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now I'm drawing a blank. What is her song? Is it Someday?
Someday, yeah.
Someday, yeah. Oh, just absolutely beautiful song, beautiful video.
Yeah.
And her and her sister are just two very talented talented artists. I'm just kind of floored. I think she found me on Reverb Nation somehow and
wow.
sent me a little message, and then we became friends on there and then, you know, moved over to Facebook. I think it was either there or YouTube. Like I said, a lot of these people we met on YouTube or Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to see how her career is going. And I think not that long ago she opened up for Amy Grant, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, she's got a lot of talent. But then, buddy, so do you. Let's go back to some more of the music. This is going to be Jim Van Newkirk with My Father's Son. More with Jim when we get back.
Was just a young boy on my own. After mama died and daddy just moved on. He was an outlaw and a whiskey drinking man. And in the end he died with a gun in his hand. I ran off to join the war. Petersburg, late May 64. Lost thousands of men in 1 month's time. They took a bullet from my leg and sent me back to fight. I've seen my share of violence and destruction. Held my dying father in my arms while on a gun, because he lived and died by one. I tried to be a peaceful man, yeah, but I'm still my father's son.
mama's bedtime prayer. Save me from a life of dark despair. She prayed the Lord would guard me through my life. Still carry on that prayer every night. Cause I see my share of violence and destruction. I held my dying father in my arms. I don't own a gun, cause he didn't die by one. I try to be a peaceful man, yeah, but I'm still my father's son. Yeah, I see my share of violence and destruction. I hear my dying father in my arms. I don't own a gun, cause he lived and died by one. Trying to be a peaceful man, yeah, but I'm still my father's son. Fields and bodies torn my mind. I hope that I forget them all in time.
Jim Van Newkirk with My Father's Son. Brilliant tunage, buddy. Vic?
Thank you.
Yeah, I really, really do like that. Jim, I wanted to go back to something that you and Michael kind of sort of mentioned when you talked about the other artists that you have met on Reverb, that's a tongue twister for me, and over the internet. So, and Michael and I have talked about this before with other guests. Talk about the importance of social networking, because has that changed things for you as an artist, that now you have the opportunity to meet all these other wonderful artists, you know, on these different sites that perhaps that may not have happened that way before in the past without this sort of social networking going on?
It really has changed for me. I mean, I really didn't get much into music before we had these outlets, so it's new to me. But I can only imagine what it was like before, trying to reach out or get your music out there. So it's just an amazing blessing to have these things. I can record a song and within a few minutes throw it on Reverb Nation or YouTube, wherever I throw it. And, you know, instantaneously, you know, people can say, yeah, it stinks or it's good or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an amazing outlet. Everything I've been able to do has been because of, you know, like Reverb Nation or Facebook. I couldn't imagine trying to do it any other way before that. It's such a huge, useful tool. And I basically have been doing all my promotion by myself and with my wife. And so it's amazing how far it's gotten me so far. So it's awesome.
Yeah. Social media it's such a double-edged sword. You get instant feedback, which is both good and bad. But the great part is that if it sucks, they're certainly going to go ahead and tell you, because this industry is one of it's very cutthroat. But I want to ask you about serving in the service, Jim. You were in the Navy from 88 to 91. And you were a submarine pump and valve repairman. Was that what you were doing in the Navy, or were you actually in active duty?
Yeah, that was my job in the Navy, working many, 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 many hours doing that. I met some great people. I still have relationships with a lot of them now. Don't think I'd want to go back and do it again. But, it was just, worked usually on the submarines that were in dock. I worked on a ship that was a submarine tender, so we basically supplied torpedoes and repair and food replenishment, everything for submarines.
Mm-hmm.
So I was basically always either working or on call with those. A lot of fun.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying, from 88 to 91, you look like a very young man, but I'm reading here, too. You've been married for 25 years. I mean, my God, have you found the fountain of youth and didn't tell anybody, for God's sake, buddy?
No.
Tell
us. My wife and I, and that's a fun story. My wife and I basically got married the month after I graduated. She still had a year of high school left, And that was 1986, and we're still going strong, hopefully better than ever. And we have three great kids. It's always rocky. You have your rocky points, but she's great, and she puts up with me. I don't know how, I don't know why, but she does, and I'm very blessed in that.
And what are your kids? And what are your kids now? And I found out from the chat room, are they somewhere listening to the show right now? So why don't you give them a shout out and say hi?
Yeah, hopefully. my son Scott, that's next to the oldest child. He's a Marine in Yuma, Arizona, with his wife Kendall. He just got back from Afghanistan probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 months ago. So he spent the last Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that in Afghanistan. So now he gets to spend all those home with his wife, thank God.
Great.
And then my son James, him and his wife live here in Corona near us. And then my daughter Paige, she's over at a coffee house somewhere listening to the show with my wife and my mom and probably dad and sister and all that. And so, yeah, just me and the cat here right now.
Well, I think that is absolutely wonderful. And I don't know if you got a chance to listen to the top part of the show where Michael and I were talking about our Christmas special that we're doing this year, and that's honoring the men and women in the military. So we do something special every year. So we'll play an hour of Christmas music, and I belong to a group on Facebook that Lisa Spangler was so nice to add me to, and these are men and women who have husbands, sisters, kids in the military overseas right now. So they came up with this list, so all you've got to do is add a name to the list, and we're sending them care packages and Christmas cards. So I mentioned before, but any of you guys that regularly listen to the show and want to help me out with some of the Christmas cards, just inbox me, and I'll just give you one name and just, you know, send them one name from the show and from yourself just to kind of say hi and support it. And I guess with you being in the military, probably getting something like that is really important. I'm sure it would brighten up a soldier's day. Wouldn't you say so?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I was lucky. I spent my entire time in San Diego. But my son, I can only imagine, you know, what it was like to be a newly married guy and away from your wife for 7 months. And, you know, it's got to be just astronomically tough. So, yeah. I think anything they can get is just awesome.
Yeah, and actually, Vic, I was going to remind you, too, Lisa's son and daughter are daughter-in-law are actually deployed in Afghanistan right now, too. And a past group that we had on, Hip Kitty, is actually going to Afghanistan to play for them. So it's funny how everybody on Over Victoria ends up meeting everybody sooner or later. I want to give mention to the chat room, thanks to all the new guests, as well as Catherine Taddy finally getting sound from California, Kelly, who's Whitney up the road, and Marby in Nashville producing again. And Jim Vandekirk is actually in the chat room, too, so feel free to email him there and ask him questions or ask questions, and we'll ask him on the air. So let's go back to some more music here. We got another song, Man in the Moon, more with Jim Vandekirk when we get back.
I hate being away for months at a time, but you've been so understanding while I'm out here on the front lines. Baby, I'm doing well, but it gets hard sometimes. I try to keep myself busy, but I keep thinking of your soft lips kissing mine. That's why I'm looking at the man in the moon. And I know if you are looking up there too, you won't be so lonely, but I'll still be missing you. I say a prayer for you with every shooting star. My love's with you wherever you are. Never be apart. As long as there's a man in the moon. There's a lot going on, intentions run high. I count down every passing day and look forward to the nights. I'm sitting here in the yard with a glass of red wine, and I imagine you next to me, and I get lost in this never-ending sky. Tonight I'm looking at the man in the moon, and I know if you are looking up there too, you won't be so lonely, and I'll still be missing you. Say a prayer for you with every shooting star. My love with you wherever you are. We'll never be apart as long as there's a man in the moon. Tonight I'm with you and the man in the moon. And I know if you were looking up there too, I won't be so lonely, but I'll still be missing you. I'll say a prayer for you with every shooting star. My love with you wherever you are. We'll never be apart as long as there's a man in the moon. Never be apart as long as there's a man in the moon.
Jim Van Newkirk with Man in the Moon. Jim, are you self-taught a guitarist, or did you actually, you know, hit the books for that?
No, basically self-taught on everything.
Fantastic.
Wow.
It's kind of school of hard knocks on just about everything, trial and error, and I look to those people to go, ah, no, that sucks, that's good, that, you know, it works for me.
Yeah. Now, you do all your own writing, too, as well, both music and lyrics? Or
so far, I have collaborated. In fact, I wrote a song entirely on Facebook with two friends. I had written a chorus one morning, and I kind of thought to myself, hey, this would be kind of cool to get on Facebook and ask a few friends if they want to help me write this.
Cool.
So two of my friends, Pam Bowen and Nadine Conklin, got together, and we wrote this song called True Blue Southern Girl.
Hmm.
And it's just kind of a real American country, you know, rodeo-loving girl that it all came together. They, you know, one person took the verses, the other person took a bridge, I basically wrote the choruses and then put everything together and put the music and did all that.
Wow. Who would be your dream collaborator? Who would be the person that you'd most want to, you know, work with?
Oh, gosh. Gosh, Keith Urban, Vince Gill.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, guys like that. You know, I wished I could sit down with Glenn Campbell, you know.
Yeah.
It's such a shame what he's going through right now. And but yeah, somebody like that. But my first memory of TV was watching the Glenn Campbell show.
Yeah.
So just all these years later, it still has just this huge impact on me. So yeah.
Yeah, Glenn Campbell and Tanya Tucker, boy, they were married for how many years?
Gosh, you know what? I can't even remember. I was just
thinking about 15 or
20. That was a long time, Dad.
Yeah, that was a bad marriage for both of them.
Yeah, a nuclear marriage, if there, yeah.
No, absolutely. I know we asked me before and everything about what are you listening to in new time and stuff, but I'm always curious to ask, what new artist out there right now do you just shake your head wondering how did this even happen? Does anybody come to mind?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. That's funny. I mean, there's just so many. I don't listen to a lot of the popular stuff. But I do. There's, I think a lot of other people would shake their heads. But I look at somebody like a Taylor Swift or something like that and go, my gosh, that girl is amazingly talented.
Mm-hmm.
Where other people might kind of, you know, point fingers, her voice or whatever. I think she's immensely talented. So it's hard for me. I'm sure there's tons of people out there I could point and go, nah, they stink. But, you know, they're filling some market somewhere, so obviously
right.
they've got something to buy
more. That's what I appreciate, too. My favorite one to dislike right now is Nicki Minaj. I look at her and I shake my head, and I listen to her vocals, you know, subjectively and objectively, and I'm thinking, like, yeah, you know what, that's kind of not even, you know, I see where you're going with it, but I think if you have to put on that pink hair and those shoes and that, you're hiding something, you know what
I
mean,
yeah,
if you can't stand alone on stage.
I could probably agree with that.
Yeah.
there's just a lot of people like that. But I don't even listen to it, so it really doesn't even come to mind.
If I'm distracted largely by a lot of other stuff, then it's even hard for me just to focus and to sit and just to listen to the music. So if there's a lot of other, you know, stuff going on, whether it's hair and stuff twirling all around, and it's just kind of like, no, I just really want to listen to the music. So for me, it's always the music first, and then I guess the quote unquote secondary show, as you will, or what people in the music industry probably call it, sort of come last for me.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes all that extra hype for me, kind of like a Christina Aguilera, she's got just a magnificent voice, but all the other stuff in there, you know, that it just kind of takes away from, you know, whatever talent to me that she does have. But, you know,
I know.
That
you
would be an example.
You just want to wash her face a little bit, you know, it's all that. Actually, Jim...
No, Michael, you want to wash her face. He always says that. He's like, I just want to wash
Come
her
on.
Face. Some of it all. You know, I was sitting here thinking about a tradition, Jim, because as Michael and I do the show, and you see, we're also having conversations in the chat room, and I also get some messages, email, and then I'm also on Facebook and on Twitter. So I do a lot as we are sitting here talking, but it's kind of cool because there are quite a few people that are listening to you right now and us, and they're watching the Charlie Brown Christmas on television. So I thought that was kind of cute to mention everybody's watching all the Christmas shows. So that sort of made me think about tradition and family. And since you have such a wonderful family who's being kind and generous to listen to you right now. So with the holidays coming up, is there any kind of traditional thing that you and your family like to do besides just sort of getting together and, you know, hanging out?
Yeah, it's fine. You know, I don't really know of us ever really having big tradition. I mean, decorating the tree and all that stuff. But, yeah, I don't know how traditional we are in that respect. I'm just enjoying the moment. Christmas is my favorite time of year. So I love the lights, the Christmas trees and all that stuff. And you know, the Charlie Brown Christmas and the Grinch Stole Christmas. You know, if anything, it's probably sitting watching Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one of my favorite things to do.
Wow.
That type of thing.
Yeah, you gotta love the Charlie Brown Christmas, and I was actually in the play in school, I think, when I was 8 years old, so that was, I was Linus with that stupid blanket, but...
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He's bringing back memories, but we're slowly winding out of time here, Jim. I want to go ahead and cover a couple of things. I want to go ahead, you're on Reverb Nation, you're on YouTube, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, where else, what else am I missing?
SoundCloud,
SoundCloud.
This point, I don't do a lot with MySpace, you know, hopefully, eventually.
No one else does either.
Yeah. I had a hard time navigating.
You're okay.
So I went over to Facebook. So.
Yeah. Sounds
but, yeah,
good.
Those are my main ones. That, you know, cruise on over. You can friend me on Facebook or go to my music page on Facebook. My regular profile, my last name is like three separate words, but my music page, I kind of have it all clumped together. So just to kind of differentiate the two. But, yeah, come on by, say hello, listen to music. Right now I don't have a, you know, manufactured CD out there that is well produced. Everything I'm doing I do from home. But, you know, if anybody wants a CD, please, you know, send me a message. I have been sending CDs out, and, you know, nice little Christmas gift. So.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All those links are up in the chat room and everything. And you can actually find out on Reverb Nation. Jim, are you playing anywhere coming up soon?
I don't have any gigs set up yet. I need to do that. I've kind of been lazy. I had a kind of a
you've been making music.
Ago, I was playing all the time and kind of took a rest, and now I got to get back to work again.
Yeah. Well, buddy, we're going to go ahead and play your last song, Sunday Morning Sun, on the way out. But I'm going to thank you so much for taking the time to come out. I realize it was short notice, but I just we really loved your music, and I know I wanted to have you on before Christmas came. So go ahead and find him on Facebook, Reverb Nation, and YouTube, Jim Vanderkirk. Jim, love to April, Paige, James, and Scott from At Home with Victoria, and feel free to come back anytime that you got anything new on the pipeline.
Oh, I'd love to. Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. I had a fun time. It was great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great, buddy. You have a great after evening, I guess. It's
after
evening.
All right. God bless you guys.
Michael's
have a great
drinking
night.
Again.
God bless you too, buddy. I am not drinking. You know I don't drink lots of the show. Rude. No, but don't you love his music, though? Such a nice guy, down to earth, you know. You can tell he's got severe talent, and, you know, sometimes just a voice and a guitar can go so far. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. And none of that sort of, I guess what I call hocus pocus, you know, stuff, like disguising this and that. Yeah, it's just him. His, you know, his music, his instrument, and his voice, and yeah, just really, really, really good music. And I just find it so amazing, but yet wonderful at the same time that this was something that he started later on in life. I mean, that's great. So that goes to show you, I guess, you know, it doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, you're still able to pick up a guitar or, you know, do anything that you want to do. It's never, ever too late.
Absolutely. Talent is talent at any age. Look at Susan Boyle. That one came out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, you know, multi Grammy Award winner. But I want to go ahead and thank up everybody up in chat. Guest 7678, guest 8685, guest 8712, guest 9831. Jim still in the chat room. Catherine Taddy from California. Kelly Hughes Whitney from down the road. And Marby producing in Nashville, Tennessee. So, what's on the agenda for you this week? I know we're going to be doing shows up to December 20th. December 20th will be our last show for a good week and a half. We're going to take a little time off and spend time with family, or I'm going to spend time with the cast, I guess, either or.
You're
I'm just kidding. It's so morbid.
Too.
I'm sorry.
No, let's see. What do I have going on? So Abby's got her appointment tomorrow, and just, you know, regular stuff. I put up the Christmas decorations. I didn't pull every single thing out of storage, so I probably did half the decorations.
Why don't I believe you? Because, you know, everybody, you've got to go to Victoria's during the holidays. You got to go on Thanksgiving. You got to go at Christmas because Victoria goes craft crazy. It's so wonderful. I love the pictures on Facebook, but it's just like, man, you are severe when it comes to holiday decorating.
I know. Well, and you know, the thing, here's the reason why I only did half of the stuff at my own residence, because when I go home for Thanksgiving to Washington to be with the family, I always have to put up my mom's Christmas tree, and I put her Christmas tree up the day after Thanksgiving. And then my brother, many of you guys know of my brother, who's my twin, he's a chef in D.C., and my goodness, the guy can cook, Jerry, I always go over to his house and put up his Christmas tree. Mm. And then at the office, I always put up the Christmas decorations there. So generally, I literally will put up about 5 or 6 different sets of Christmas trees, and then put up the Christmas tree at the mountain house. So I'm always putting up all these Christmas trees. So this year, I thought, you know what? I just don't feel like pulling out every single thing that I would normally decorate my house with. So, you know, I'm always going to put something up, but there are certain degrees. Listen, I'll tell you guys whose house looks fabulous decorated for Christmas. Two people. First, Nancy Tumas, who's on Facebook.
Oh,
Nancy
absolutely.
Pops in. Yeah, Nancy will pop in every now and then, but you guys have got to find her on Facebook, Tumas. Just tell her I sent you and you want to see her house for Christmas. She's got that really nice sort of country craft Christmas farm house feel to her decorations. I mean, the tree is fabulous. You know, she took pictures of her living room. I mean, I just really, really, really like that. And then, he's not going to brag about it, but Michael does a fabulous Christmas tree. Now, the difference with Michael's Christmas tree and my Christmas tree, Michael's Christmas tree looks like the type of Christmas tree if you go to, let's say, like Nordstrom's or Macy's or Bloomingdale's, like one of those really high-end stores, and they have the professional people put the tree up, and the whole tree is perfect, and there's bulbs and birds and all sorts of stuff. Michael can do a tree like that. I actually can't do that kind of tree. So, you know, We all have our sort of level of.
Actually, Vic, it's really easy. You just go to Bloomingdale's and you buy one of those trees. It comes all into little boxes, and there's even a diagram.
But you still have to know how to actually layer the stuff and put it on the tree.
Yeah.
Because I noticed the picture of your tree, something that I don't do. Like, I only put the bulbs, and maybe one year we can have like a Christmas expert or decorator tell us how to do it. I only put the bulbs and the ornaments, you know, on the outside at the end of the branch. Now, I noticed when you decorated your tree, they were not only on the outside, you put them inside also, so there's really never any space or open space that you can see. Does that make sense? In between the tree.
Yeah. I'm that person that does that. I totally am. I'm sorry. I had to stew. However, I'm running out of time, Victoria, and I'm choking to death on my own spit here. But,
yeah.
Great show. I want to thank Jim Vandenkirk for joining us. I want to say hi to April, Paige, James, and Scott up there. We're going to play out with a little bit of music from James Vandenkirk called Sunday Morning Sun. I'm looking forward to hearing this one. This is the only one I didn't listen to, Victoria. So I want to thank you again for joining At Home with Victoria. And, Victoria, you have a great night.
You too. I'll be on Facebook if you guys are up.
You got it. We'll be seeing you there. Jim Vandenkirk with Sunday Morning Sun. Thanks again.
3, 4. Sunday's here and the bacon's on. The eggs are frying and the coffee's strong. Heading for the back porch after breakfast is done. Just to feel the warmth of a Sunday morning summer sun. Come out here, don't sit next to me. I couldn't ask for more. Our life is perfect as can be. Here comes the kids shooting their water guns while I sit here with you in the Sunday morning summer sun. Each day's unanswered prayer, I'm loving every minute. This world has got its ups and downs, but I'm thankful to be in it. God gave us these times to laugh and have fun and enjoy the beauty of his Sunday morning summer sun. Summer sun. I'm taking back the childhood memories, running through the sprinklers in my cut-off jeans. It was a simpler time for simple things. That's why these times mean so much to me. It's time for church, now we gotta run. Let's load up the kids and turn the music on. I see Pastor John outside greeting everyone. I shook his hand and said, thank God for the Sunday morning summer sun. He stayed on after 10, I love it every minute. This world has got its ups and downs, but I'm thankful to be in it. God gave us these times to laugh and have fun and enjoy the beauty of a Sunday morning summer sun. Summer sun. Summer sun. Summer sun. Oh yeah. Summer sun.
Been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.